Select your player. Jackson Ammons.
That's me.
Ethan Sellers.
Let's go!
This is The Breaking Point.
WHJE, we got Ethan Sellers, Sam Wiederhaft, and Griffin Gonzalez in the studio right now. I'm pretty hyped. This is show 62.
Second to last.
Second to last. Show 62 of Breaking Point. We've gone through two seasons of it. We're ready to roll. We're ready to keep going.
Oh, yeah. Keep the ball rolling.
Oh, yeah. Sam, you're in college right now. How's that going?
Oh, it's going great. You know, freshman year really rolled by really fast. It seems like yesterday I was in here doing shows as a senior at Carmel, but it's gone by really fast. It was a really fun year at Butler, and I'm having fun so far.
There you go, Griffin. You're still in high school. How's that?
Oh, you know, I cry at nights, but it's all right. No, it's really not that bad. You know, class is going well. Just kind of wrapping up these past few weeks and getting ready to be done and getting ready to head into summer.
I'm so hyped for summer.
Summer.
This
year's flying by, and we're ready.
I'm exhausted.
Ready to keep going. We got first story up. Okay, Kim Jong-un. Okay, you know, all the hype around him right now. We got Donald Trump and that feud. They're like two toddlers trying to fight over nuclear weapons and control the world. Go ahead, Griffin. I know you want to do it.
No, I'm good.
You got it.
I'm good. I'll save it for later.
he's got a mad Donald Trump impression.
Oh, man, I got an Obama impression if you want to go back and forth.
Oh, I have a good Obama impression.
Oh, okay,
too.
Okay.
We're doing this later.
What competition?
With helium?
Oh, that'll be hard. Yeah.
He's spoiling it for us. We got balloons in the studio right now. All the lights are turned off because last year we tried to do this and it went pop.
Yeah.
So, okay, I was wondering about that, but all right.
So, yeah, we've turned all lights
it's
off
very
right
dark.
Now.
Dark and mysterious.
We got these center lights on, and that's it. But Kim Jong-un, he's now claimed that the U.S. and South Korea governments are threatening to kill him. And not only threatening, but attempting to kill him with a biochemical weapon. And I'm wondering if he's watched the interview. Remember that movie a while ago? Didn't they threaten to like nuke us or something?
Yeah,
movie. If we played the movie, yeah.
If we like released it on Netflix or whatever.
I don't know. I still saw it though.
I thought it was a good movie.
That's pretty funny.
I didn't see it.
Seth Rogen's
I feel left
finest.
Out.
Just like any movie Seth Rogen is.
Oh yeah, he's always
the Katy Perry scene. You gotta love the Katy Perry scene.
Katy Perry. Oh, Firework?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, we're spoiling for it.
Yeah, well, I didn't say like what it meant or anything.
You're right. they sing Katy Perry. They sing Katy Perry, and that's how they bond. Anyway, but movies were going on. We got movies that just opened this weekend. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 opened up with record hits. We got $145 million in the box office.
I never saw the first one, and I'm really depressed because I heard it was, like, amazing.
The first one was really good, but Guardians of the Galaxy just stomped on it. The first one only grazed, like, $94 million.
Okay.
This one got $140. For this weekend, we got $140 million. Versus the second place, which was $8.5 million. Oh. So it was a gigantic leap. That was Fate of the Furious. Anybody seen that yet?
No.
Negative.
Nobody?
I'm so sick of those movies.
I haven't seen any of the Furious movies.
They're the same movie made over and over again. Like, it's fun.
This one, Vin Diesel turns bad, though.
Oh,
my goodness. Completely different.
And the last one was with that one guy that died. Whatever his
Paul
name
Walker?
Was.
Paul
yeah,
Walker.
Paul
yeah.
Walker. That was sad. That was some sad times. We also got Boss Baby. That's stupid. Every single time I see Boss Baby,
I haven't heard of half
Baby,
these
though.
Movies, Jackson. I'm sorry. I haven't heard half of them.
Every time I see Boss Baby, though, I think of you, Sam. He looks just like you.
Really?
A little bit.
I hope that's a compliment.
I can kind of see that.
You can a little bit?
I can see that.
That means it's not a compliment.
And then we got King Arthur opening this weekend.
Never heard
tomorrow.
Of that.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
It's got the guy from that Netflix series about the motorcycle people.
Sons of
you're
Anarchy.
Losing it.
Sons of Anarchy. There you go. Yeah.
So disappointed I know that.
You're disappointed you know that? My parents used to watch that all the time. But no, we're going to a break real quick. That's the start off the show. Rewatchable movies coming up next. The
it's
most rewatchable movies of all time. Right now we have If You Want to Stay by Griswold's on the Edge. I got Second Some Helium, and then we're gonna do this rap live on air. 844-4570. When we take a break, call in. Who you think wins the rap battle. And then we'll turn over to our second half guest. We have Matt Hestel and Ben Goldberg coming in right now. Okay. Squeeze in. I'm ending this rap. Say it with me. The end.
Oh!
Yeah!
Whoa! Whoa!
Studio audience.
That was
I don't know if we're going to be able to do another one. The studio just caught fire.
Oh, man.
My rap word is tree, but in this rhyme, I'm carefree. Everybody's like, OMG. When I say things like ABC, when I whip out the MB3, everybody can hear me. Excuse me, refill. Hold up. Does anyone want a panini? It bothered when I listened to that. When I listened to myself doing that, it bothered me how much I sounded like Nicki Minaj for a little bit there. Like a little bit, I heard it.
I probably should mention we all have words here. So my word was win, and I had to rhyme all my rhyme. My rap had to rhyme with win. His was tree. Sam,
you're gonna find out here in a minute.
Okay, Ethan.
Mine was car.
His was car. Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna suck this in. Here we go.
Yeah, saving best for last.
I'm afraid. Oh, wait, I'm in a knot here. Hold on.
Technical difficulties. Yo, my rap word is try. I'm in college now, and that's kind of fly. Whipping out A's and B's because you know me. I ain't got time for C's. Refill, hold on.
The refills are real.
Yeah, this is going to be a really cocky section here. College girls, they're another life. They look at me, call me sports guy. Call him play-by-play, B-King by my side. B-King was the guy I announced with. I turn the mic on because I'm qualified.
Refill, hold on. One last bar.
Here we go. Give it up for Sam.
This balloon here is my helium supply. Trying not to occupy myself with anything else than winning this battle, I'll turn a blind eye. Word.
I am so uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, I put a lot of exaggeration to that.
Oh, word.
It was beautiful.
I didn't hear Nicki Minaj there.
I did not. That was more
I don't know what I heard. I think I heard
that. That was Amigos.
Amigos? Yeah.
I heard Sinatra. I got Paul McCartney. I don't know what you're...
Okay, this Helium's thing, it's fun. Ethan Sellers is up next.
I'm the worst
but
rapper.
First, we're going to take a break. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Ethan, here we go. 844-4570. You've heard three of us. About to hear the fourth. This next song's Don't Wanna Fight, Alabama Shakes. I don't have any more helium. We got some more balloons right there. We might use them second half as well.
I still got some helium.
Can I sign it out? Can I sign it out, please? Can I lead to the song?
All right. Sure.
You're listening to The Breaking Point. This is 91.3.
We still got a lot of time.
Oh, we do?
We got
a lot
of time.
Right, we
got
20
seconds. We're still talking.
Let me know when I can sign it out.
Okay, I'll give you eight seconds.
Perfect.
Okay. Call in 844-4570. We're going to be awaiting your call.
You better vote for me, boys.
Pick one of us.
You better
vote
for me.
Hey, pick me. All right. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE.
Don't want to fight Alabama Shakes.
Let's go throwback here.
Your life. 91.3 WHJE, Ethan Sellers, Matt Estelle, and Ben Goldberg.
What's up?
The new president of CHS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Here SVP? We go.
We have a quick... press conference for you, Ben.
Yeah, Ben, over here.
Ben, right here.
Ethan. How does it feel to be the president of CHS?
It feels good. I'm glad I won. I'm ready to get started next year, get the work going, everything like that.
Ben, Jackson. Are you and Joe Blake, do you guys still have like a good relationship or like the person you ran against, or is it just like a feud now?
Nah, I love everyone. Never really had any feud, you know, like the breaking feud. We're all friends here. All good time.
Yo, Ben.
Yes, Matt.
pancakes or waffles?
Ooh, that's important.
Where from?
But it was a good show overall. Mm-hmm. If you don't like really dive deep into it, it kept you entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. So
like this show.
Yeah,
exactly. We keep you guys on edge. Get it? Because we're the edge.
If you don't dive into the show, it's good.
Exactly.
The moment you start intensely listening, you realize how much crap it is.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
The more you don't listen, the better it gets.
Exactly. If you just turn it off, it's pretty good. We also got American Idol. Coming back after 15 seasons. They were off the air for a year. Now they're coming back.
I don't know how I feel about that. They should have been done. Should have dropped off.
I think 10 is like it's a good number. I think they should have cut off at 10.
Anybody just watch like the rehearsals and then just stop watching?
Yeah. Yes, all the time.
I do that all the time.
I just don't watch it.
Yeah. The rehearsals they're funny because you have the really, really bad people.
But then you also have the really, really good people.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, they'll probably win.
And then
like
you just don't care.
3 months later, you're like, oh, cool, exactly. They won. Next week is our final show. We have Mr. Spielbutter, the WHJE station manager, with Anna Kaiser, the CHUV director, coming on the show together. They're going to be battling
It's going to be insane.
A brand new game that we haven't played yet on the air before. They're going to be doing that. We also have another little event thing, you want to call it, that we're doing.
True.
I still don't know what mysterious. I want to do, but I have no idea how we're going to do it.
We'll figure it out.
It's going to be a lot of driving.
Yeah.
You want to go to Rhode Island?
I'm down to go to Rhode Island.
Okay.
Interesting.
Comrex?
That's not the island I would think of going to. I was thinking Kings Island, but...
we're looking for something very specific, and Rhode Island has it.
That's so. All we can tell you.
And I can't order it online, apparently. So.
Does Rhode Island have Wendy's, though? Can you get your nuggets there?
It probably does, to be honest.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, you should call up the guy on Twitter.
I tried. He was too busy being famous and stuff. He didn't want to do a 15-minute interview. It's okay. I'm not mad about that. Next week, final episode of The Breaking Point, week 63. That'll be an awesome week. It'll be my last show. It'll be Spill's last time at the radio station. I know. Don't cry too hard. Don't cry too hard. We're gonna leave you with a pretty lit song, if I do say so myself.
I would agree with that.
We got hand clap fits in the tantrums. Thanks for tuning in this week. Here we go, guys. Thanks for tuning in to The Breaking Point. Ethan, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, guys.
I can hear your hand clap. Somebody's